Greetings in the name of our soon coming Savior and Lord. Your speaker is Evangelist John A. Horn of Atchison, Kansas. And again, a reminder that this program is wholly dedicated to the Word of God. Now, we're going to devote this message to answering some questions that have come to us, and may I say, some very important questions, vital because they are eternal. And these are the questions we're going to answer. That is to say, we're going to allow the Word of God to answer for us. For after all, nothing less than a Word or nothing less than the truth of God can satisfy the heart and can give peace and rest and secure for one blessed assurance of present salvation. And so the questions that have come to us and we're going to answer or allow, as we have said, the Holy Scriptures to answer are, in order, is it possible to be saved here and now and know it? Second, how is salvation or eternal life obtained? Third, can one truly be saved in God's way ever be lost? Now we're going to see what the Scriptures have to say as to these most important questions. For you see, after all, there are but two classes of people in the world, namely, those that are saved and those that are lost. Now, the question, if it were directed to the most of the people, nearly anywhere and everywhere, if you were to ask them this straightforward, it's a pertinent but an important question, you ask your friends, ask your neighbors, and invariably you would get a reply something like this. However, you ask your friends, ask your neighbors, are you saved here and now, and do you know it? And you would get an answer invariably something like this: well, I think I'm saved. I wouldn't want to be too sure. All we can do in this life is have a mere humble hope of entering the realms of glory when we leave this scene. In other words, we are not to be sure. Now, that's totally contrary to the Word of God. Salvation, and let me stress it, salvation is never associated in the Bible with the word hope. You never find the two together. Now, let me remind you that you find the word hope associated with the thought of the salvation of our body. That is to say, when our Lord Jesus Christ comes to the air and shouts his people to his eternal presence, then of course we hope for that. And it is spoken of as that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. But now we're speaking of salvation of the soul. And you see, everyone who is hearing my voice today possesses a soul. We have body, spirit, and soul. In other words, we are tripartite creatures. And let me remind you that we have a body, but we also have a soul and a spirit. And yes, the soul and the spirit will live on eternally, live on through the ceaseless ages of eternity in one or the other of two places, depending upon whether or not you are prepared. You see, there's a statement that goes like this in the fourth chapter of Amos and in verse 12, which says, prepare to meet thy God. And indeed, you must have a meeting with God. Today, he is meeting poor sinners in grace. He knocks at your heart's door. Oh, give him a place. Now, it would be very solemn and indeed heart-searching, and it would be a time of indescribable sorrow to wait until you meet him after death, because that would be too late. But today, let me remind you that he is seeking out. Why, take St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 19, and verse 10, we read this amazing statement, the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Now, we're answering from the Word of God question number one, is it possible to be saved here and now and then to know it? And we shall stress that, and we may have to take up another message to fully show you from the Scripture the answer to this all-important question. However, it would be possible for any person listening to this message today, regardless of your past, regardless of your present, to be eternally saved as you listen to this message by the exercise of a simple faith in the work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to see, and we shall point out that answer, I'm sure, his answer, before we have finished. Now then, reminding you that you have a body and that you have a soul that must be saved if you are to spend eternity with our Lord Jesus Christ in the glory above, and then to enjoy the peace it brings here and now. Let's look at the question, is it possible to be saved here and now? Did we not remind you that our Lord Jesus Christ in the 19th chapter of the Gospel by St. Luke in verse 10, it said, the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. Now, in other words, if you say it is not possible for a person to be saved here and now, do you know what you're saying? You're saying that our blessed Lord Jesus Christ, who came from the excellent glory above, who was born of the Virgin, took upon himself human flesh, that by the grace of God he might taste death for every purpose. In other words, he came into the world to save sinners. Now then, if you say it is impossible to be saved here and now, you're saying that our blessed Lord Jesus Christ made a failure of his work and the very purpose for which he had come into the world. For he came into the world to save the lost, and only the lost ever get saved. And then let me remind you of another verse that would support what we have been stressing. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15 says, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Now listen, he did not come into the world merely to stir up the hearts of men and women and tell them about the glory land and then say to them, but you must work out your own salvation, and you can never be exactly sure. That's certainly contrary to the teaching of the Word of God. Then will you listen, jot down the Scriptures, the third chapter of the Gospel by St. John, and verse 17, which says, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn or to judge the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And then again, if you were to turn to the first epistle of Timothy and the second chapter, you would read something there very striking, very important. It says, who will have all men to be saved, or who desires to have all men be saved, and come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, if God has his way, then all my hearers today would be saved, and saved at the very present time, for now is the day of salvation. Behold, now is the accepted time. But let's further pursue that question. Is it possible to be saved here and now? Well, turn to the Epistle of Paul to the Romans, chapter 10, and there read verse 9. You come across an amazing statement that goes like this. That's in verse 9 of that 10th chapter of the Epistle to the Romans. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, it would be interesting to notice in that ninth verse of that tenth of Romans, the very personal words that are used, and I shall just point them out, that if thou, that's my hearer, shall confess with thy mouth, that's personal, and believe in thine heart, that again is personal, that God hath raised him, Jesus, from the dead. Now will you note the last four words? Thou, oh how wonderful, how precious, thou shalt be saved. And you wouldn't be hoping, and you wouldn't be thinking, you wouldn't be dwelling in what's called the realm of uncertainty, but you would possess that definite knowledge of salvation here at the present time. Now we must proceed further and see what the Scripture has to say as regards the salvation of God, and coming back to the question, is it possible? And the questioner And those who send in the question are desirous of knowing this, of hearing from the Word of God, not our answer, but the answer of God. And you will remember when you read, for instance, the epistle of Paul to the Romans, and that's the gospel epistle, again and again you come across a statement like this: what saith the Scripture? And then you hear the answer of God. And so we do not pass on to you what we think. We do not pass on to you our opinion. You see, private opinion and public opinion must be put on the shelves forever when it comes to the salvation of one's soul. And so I ask you, my hearers today, what would your answer be if someone were to say to you, "Are you saved at the present time? Do you know, do you enjoy present salvation? Or do you merely think, or do you hope, or are you trusting that somehow you'll turn up in heaven at last?" If so, I would allow the doubts all the benefits, and I would dispense of them, and I certainly would come face to face with God and His precious Word, and I would say to Him, "Lord, I truly want to know that answer. I want to experience that answer in my soul, and at the present time, before it is forever too late." Now I'm going to ask your attention, please, to pursue the subject further, to the first epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, and we shall read it, the very first chapter. And the Apostle Paul says in verse 16, "And I baptized also the household of Stephanas. Besides, I know not whether I baptized any other." But notice what he says now: "For salvation has no part," that is to say, baptism has no part in salvation. Salvation is an act of personal faith in the merits of the perfect and the finished work of the Lord Jesus. It is true that baptism does have its place, and that baptism follows true salvation. But will you see what he says now? "For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel." So I take it that baptism is one thing, the gospel is quite another, and that baptism has no part in the gospel whatsoever. But the verse I want you to get especially now is the further answer to that question, that vital question, that important question: is it possible to be saved here and now and know it? Listen to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 18, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved," notice the tense, "unto which us which are saved, it is the power of God." So that, according to Scripture, according to the Word of God, those who receive Him are saved, and are saved at the present time. Now, hurriedly, I must notice two other thoughts, and I'll have to hurry to get them in. First, 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 9, "Who hath saved us, and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which He has given us in Christ Jesus." Now, if you do not know present salvation, I trust you've made a notation of the Scriptures. Well, look them up. Make Christ yours by simple faith, and salvation will be yours, present salvation, for all eternity. We shall pursue the subject further in the will of the Lord. Meantime, may God bless you. And if you would like to communicate with us, this address will reach us: John A. Horn, 817 South 7th Street, Atchison, Kansas, 66002.